Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, the evening news read by Matsina. The headlines: voting for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections concludes. Prime Minister Modi says elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate values of democracy in the minds of future generations. Chakasang Public Organization unanimously resolves to strive to maintain ecological balance by conducting tree plantation drive annually on World Environment Day. And Kelo India Sports Hostel, Army Girls Sports Company's first batch inaugurated in Pune. Now the news in detail. Voting for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections concluded today. In this phase, polling was held in 58 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, all 10 seats in Haryana, 8 seats each in Bihar and West Bengal, 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Orissa, 4 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Jammu and Kashmir. Voting began at 7 in the morning and concluded at 6 p.m. A total of 889 candidates are in the fray in this phase. The prominent candidates whose fate will be locked in EVMs include senior BJP leaders Dharmendra Pradhan, Maneka Gandhi, Manohar Lal Khattar and Manoj Tiwari, and Congress leaders Dipender Singh Hooda, Kumari Selja, Raj Babbar and Kanhaiya Kumar. Samajwadi Party leader Dharmendra Yadav and PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti are also in the fray. An estimated 58% of the more than 11 crore eligible voters exercised their franchise across 1.14 lakh polling stations. Simultaneously, polling was also held for 42 seats in Odisha Assembly in the third phase. In addition, Assembly by-elections for Karnal seat in Haryana and Gensari constituency in Uttar Pradesh are also taking place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate the values of democracy in the minds of future generations. In an interview to DD News, Mr. Modi opined that government or political party should give an account of their work to the public. He said he regards elections as a kind of campaign to meet the people. He also said that he takes any form of criticism very seriously. The Chakasang Public Organization, CPO, Executive Council unanimously resolves to strive to maintain ecological balance. In a statement, CPO President Vezeho Kehoe and General Secretary Chepetso Kodza said that this decision is crucial in the collective effort to conserve and protect our environment and contribute to building a more sustainable world. In this, the CPO said that henceforth, tree plantation drive will be organized every year on June 5, coinciding with the World Environment Day, involving the entire Chakasang community. In this regard, CPO directed all Chakasang villages to participate in this noble endeavor by organizing tree plantation drives within their respective jurisdiction on World Environment Day. They also encouraged each village to organize its own event and plant a minimum of 500 trees, focusing on indigenous species that are well suited to the local ecosystem. The villages along the highways have been additionally tasked to organize maintenance activities such as weeding and protection of the trees planted last year. Furthermore, CPO urged village leaders to mobilize resources and actively engage community members, including youth and student bodies, women associations and local self-help groups, to ensure the success of this initiative. Kelo India Sports Hostel and the Army Girls Sports Company's first batch were inaugurated at the Army Sports Institute in Pune today in the presence of Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey, Director General of Sports Authority of India Sandeep Pradhan and celebrated athlete Anju Bobby George. The Kelo India Sports Hostel, a visionary initiative conceptualized and funded by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, has now been integrated into the Army Sports Institute. This state-of-the-art facility is designed to offer world-class amenities and training opportunities for Kelo India athletes, aiming to elevate their performance on both national and international stages. Complementing this is the establishment of the Army Girls Sports Company, which is dedicated to 4 key sports disciplines: boxing, weightlifting, archery and athletics. The recruitment process for the Army Girls Sports Company was extensive, with over 1,000 young girls from all corners of the country participating in national-level trials. After a meticulous talent identification process, 24 outstanding candidates were selected for the inaugural batch. This is a news broadcast from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In a tragic incident, a teenager lost his life after being drowned in Zinki River in Kipere District in Nagaland. The boy, hailing from Changchor village, aged around 19 years, had gone fishing in Zinki River along with his friends. According to eyewitness, the boy slipped and fell into the river while fishing. His body was found later in the afternoon around 100 feet downstream. Vice Admiral Gurcharan Singh assumed the appointment of Commandant, National Defence Academy, from Vice Admiral Ajay Kochar in Pune today. An alumnus of the National Defence Academy, Karakwasla, he was commissioned into the Indian Navy on 1st July 1990. An impressive march past by naval cadets marked the passing out parade held at the picturesque Indian Naval Academy at Ajimala in Kannur district this morning. Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, reviewed the passing out parade and distributed medals to the cadets who excelled in the training programs. Addressing the event, Chaudhary observed that with the emergence of new technologies and doctrines, warfare has undergone a radical change. He said, defined battle lines and large-scale troop movements are things of the past, and today a complex environment has emerged where physical and virtual domains converged. The Air Chief Marshal said future conflicts may not be bound by morality, ethics or rules, and urged the cadets to place safety, honour and welfare of the nation first in their professional pursuit. The cadets passed the Antim Pag, marking the completion of their training. 216 trainees, including 34 women and 10 trainees from friendly countries, passed out from the INA. New regulations were introduced by the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, to govern the sharing of real-time data with the third parties, including various online platforms. The SEBI said it has been observed that certain online gaming platforms, apps, websites, etc., hereafter referred to as platforms, are providing virtual trading services or fantasy games which are based on the movement of real-time share prices, price data of listed companies. Some platforms are even offering monetary incentives based on the performance of the virtual stock portfolio. SEBI has issued various guidelines to the market infrastructure institutions, including stock exchanges, clearing corporations and depositories, and registered market intermediaries. According to the guidelines, market infrastructure institutions and market intermediaries must ensure that real-time price data is not shared with any third parties unless necessary for the proper functioning of the securities market or regulatory compliance. And two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu storms into the women's singles final of the Malaysia Masters Badminton in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. The ace Indian shuttler triumphed over the world number 20, Busanan Ongbamrungpan of Thailand, even after losing the first game, 13-21, 21-16, 21-12. Sindhu will face Zhi Yi Wang of China in the finals tomorrow. To end the news, here are the headlines again. Voting for the sixth and penultimate phase of Lok Sabha elections concludes. Prime Minister Modi says elections are a big celebration in democracy and an opportunity to inculcate values of democracy in the minds of future generations. Chakasang Public Organization unanimously resolves to strive to maintain ecological balance by conducting tree plantation drive annually on World Environment Day. And Kelo India Sports Hostel, Army Girls Sports Company's first batch inaugurated in Pune. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.